Sometimes when you hear news, it goes in one ear and out the other, right? But this news is different. These are God's stories from Nigeria, Cameroon, and America's First Nation. Let's see what he's doing in the next couple of minutes. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Nigeria's Boko Haram is like a huge storm. In establishing their own Islamic State, they swept through parts of the country, leaving destruction in their wake. Why would Cameroon send Nigerian refugees back over the border? Like a storm, there's an eye, a moment of deceptive calm. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes.
The authorities, the local ones, especially Cameroon border towns, are seeing this be a better time than it has been comparatively to the numerous attacks, and so they might believe that it's fine to send these Christians and others back.
It's a different story for Christians. They feel like they're living in the end times. The upshot?
So their hope is eternally in Jesus and God's salvation, and that's the truth that they're clinging on to.
Besides prayer, they want you to share their stories.
If they're taken from their country, if Christianity is completely removed from Nigeria, there's no one to share Christ's love with, even the persecutors.
Terrorists aren't the only ones making headlines. In Southeast Asia, pirates are pillaging at a 12-year high. Officials say small coastal tankers are being hijacked about once every 2 weeks. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein is coming across records of a different kind.
30 years of carrying Bibles in the coast countries, and yet this has never happened to me before where customs officials have actually asked for prayer.
On a recent trip to Southeast Asia, two authorities in a closed nation stopped Klein at customs. But not just because the Bibles he was smuggling were illegal.
They were more interested in their eternal souls. And I thought, God, only you could do that in these men. If a customs official gets caught with a Bible, they can go to prison for years.
Along with praying for customs officials, Klein told the men about Jesus. Will you pray they'll accept Christ?
As we're seeing the nations being shaken, the world's in a mess, we know that God is still in control. But even all around the world, I think people are searching for the truth of Jesus Christ. And we need to be out sharing the gospel and ministering to people, but also praying and saying, God, give us opportunities to minister to people around the world.
This is Mission Network News. Elsewhere in Asia, earthquake survivors are facing new challenges. Through in-country partners, Christian Aid Mission is helping Nepalese villagers recover from this spring's massive earthquakes. Sickness, hunger, and continual landslides are becoming serious problems there. As indigenous missionaries bring food and medical help, they're sharing the hope of Christ's salvation with isolated villagers. Keep praying for both of them as the recovery continues. While Christian Aid Mission is meeting physical and spiritual needs, a group of Native American young people known as the On Eagle's Wings team is bringing Jesus to reservations trapped in spiritual darkness. It recently finished another stop in its Summer of Hope tour, where it was successful in leading hearts to Christ. RHM founder Ron Hutchcraft recounts the final night in a wrap-up video.
The miracle in this park was an awesome defeat for the enemy who has held people captive for so long, and an unforgettable victory for Jesus, and a memory in the hearts of our warriors who came on brokenhearted at one point on the bus and came leaping on the bus later for what God had done to change a heart.
One member of the OEW team, Dylan, recounts a way he saw God working.
I was frequently on the bus asking for prayer, but tonight was the best night I've ever had through OEW. I got to talk to a guy. He struggled with the same things I did. I mean, it was a divine matchup.
And Ron Hutchcraft Ministries isn't the only one doing backyard missions in the U.S. Wycliffe Bible Translator says you can too. If you want to share the truth in different cultures, your community is the best place to start. Wycliffe USA is encouraging you to talk with neighbors, shop owners, and visit other churches. While you hear stories, you can pray with people and share your testimony with them. Start your missions with tips from Wycliffe USA at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little bit more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up. It's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.